Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, we're hearing from all three presidential candidates on today's programme. We're just a couple of hours into the campaign since those nominations closed at noon. And we're joined now by Jim Gavin, Fianna Fáil presidential candidate. Good afternoon and thank you, Jim, for coming in to us. So your campaign is going to focus on what exactly that makes you different from the other two?
My campaign will be focused on a positive message, particularly in a time of division within society, that as a president I will bring people together. I'll unify people. I'll search for the threads that bind us together. And that's what my vision and my focus of the presidency will be on.
Sounds a bit like Heather Humphreys talking about unity. Is there anything different?
Well, my career to date has been about service. It's been about 20 years in Ogilvy Hare and 15 years of senior public servant. My volunteer work, all of my footprint in my life, and what I've done is all about connecting people, building teams, searching the good out in people. And my vision for the presidency is one of to be positive. Certainly we have challenges in the country, and I will shine a light on those and give a voice to those who mightn't have a voice.
But I want
to
be
a positive. But I want to be a positive president in terms of shining a light on all the good things that are in the country and building bridges and building communities.
How will you give a voice to people who don't have a voice?
Well, for example, I was up in Navan today and I met, a childcare centre. I was in the Navan home Navan centre for women, and I want to shine a light on those services that are and those people who provide who are selfless for those people who are less disadvantaged than ourselves. So that's what I see my presidency about: being energetic, about enthusiasm, about being on the ground with people every day. And if I'm not on the ground every day, I'm in the oars, I'm thinking about what I need to be doing, or I'm bringing people in to speak about the challenges of our time.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that, because you say as president that you'd host public forums at the oars on the major challenges facing the country. So what would be the first public forum on then?
Well, I was... I'll go back to St Mary's Diocesan School I was in yesterday, the 5th and 6th class. They gave me some politics students, gave me some great ideas, homelessness, the environment, housing. So when I travel the country, the length and breadth of the country over the next 4 weeks, I'll be listening to people. What are your concerns? What do you want the president to focus in on? First and foremost, I want to be a positive president, but I will listen to the people and issues that are raised. I will have forums to meet those challenges and to get ideas.
Talk to me about the forums. So say you're going to have a forum on homelessness. How do you choose who comes?
Well, first thing I'll say about the presidency, that the president is non-political, non-partisan. So I'll speak of people who are of parties and people who are of none. So I'll bring people in.
Who will you bring in?
It'll be the communities. It'll be the volunteer. It'll be students. It'll be people who are in third level level education. So there is no limit to who and who I can speak to.
And where will the forums be held?
Well, I hold the forums in Ors and Uachtaráin. We can hold them around the country. There's lots of places there. That isn't the issue. Isn't that where we would hold them or who we would have in these forums? The issue is that I will be a president who listens to the people.
Okay.
I'll shine a light on shine a light on the great things that we do in the country. But I'll also highlight the vulnerable of our society. And I've done work. I've been chairing the North East Inner City for the last 3 years, one of the most disadvantaged areas in the country. And I've seen that when somebody is there to bring people together, to bring services together, to bring departments together, that people, when they're empowered, they can make their community and they make themselves great. And that's what
I suppose I'm just trying to get a sense, because this is one of the three things that you said in your opening statement about these public forums that you'd host. I'm just trying to get a sense of what you're trying to achieve by that. So you'll host them, you'll have a mix of people there. We'll say you have one on homelessness and everyone tells you that we've a terrible problem with homelessness in the country. What do you achieve by that? What happens next?
So one of the most important things that a president can do is that they can listen to the people. And what if the people say? Because the president represents the people. The president is the first citizen of the country, not the first politician. So the president can generate ideas and shine a light on things that mightn't be spoken about, or keep the pressure potentially on the Oireachtas to achieve goals such as meeting the challenges of homelessness or housing.
So you expect as president to be speaking out on issues like homelessness and housing? I mean, your party, Fianna Fáil, is in government saying they're doing a good job in homelessness and housing.
The president has an obligation to represent people from all across all sections of society, across all the counties. And I will, my intent from the off will be to do that. And if people raise issues with me that they feel the president should speak about,
okay,
for fear nor failure, I shall do that.
Talk to me about the electoral strategy, shortest ballot paper in 35 years, one independent, one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil. Your party obviously in coalition with Fine Gael. Will you be doing a voting pact with Fine Gael? Will you be asking voters to give second preference to Heather Humphreys?
I've had many campaigns, be it in sport, be it in business. I'll focus on what I need to achieve. I'll be travelling the length and the breadth of the country to meet people, to vote for me. And to promote a positive message that I will bring as Tuk Donaher if I'm honoured to be in that position and a president who can bring people together in this time of division.
So will you be asking people to give their second preference to Heather Humphreys?
I'll be asking people to give their number one vote to Jim Gavin.
Yeah, and their second preference? Or will you just not be asking them at all? Will you not be giving them... It's very normal in elections, you know, that there will be voting pacts between parties.
I won't be
parties.
Telling people, Sarah, what to do.
There's no voting pact.
I will advocate what I believe in is in the power of the presidency, how much I believe in Ireland, and the positive role that the presidency can play, and the enthusiasm and the energy that I will bring to Ors and Uachtaráin, and people then can make their own decision.
So, and you don't expect, obviously, then Heather Humphreys will be speaking to her later to ask people to give her number two to you.
That's a matter for each candidate to decide.
All right. You're talking about how you're going to be very positive and all these different issues that are very important to you and issues that you've raised in the campaign already, housing, young people, rural Ireland, social media, Palestine, social disadvantage. Where were you before now when it comes to speaking about any of those things?
I was a public servant. So in that role in Oakland and Heron for 20 years, 15 years in my senior public service roles, one is not in a position. One, legally... ethically is bound not to be non-partisan. I didn't have a forum to speak. So when I represented,
Dublin
for example,
manager, just as Dublin manager, yeah. Could you have spoken out about social media abuse of players? Only when it affected you?
When I'm Dublin manager, I'm representing Dublin GAA. It's not my position to speak on behalf of the Gaelic Athletic Association on matters. And the GAA, as you're aware, is a non-political organisation. So it would be inappropriate for me to speak on any of those matters.
That's not a political issue, though. But social media now, you said you're going to take a stand on social media because you've come under some issues yourself on social media abuse. I'm just wondering, that's as an example, would you not have taken a stand a couple of years ago when players are getting abuse on social media? If that's something you feel so strongly about.
So when on the issue of social media, when it became personal to my family and to my friends, I was going to take a stand. But it's a broader issue. And the broader issue is that it has been normalised in society.
Yeah.
So we cannot accept it. So I'm interested to see what the companies do and I'm interested to see what the media commission do. So I'm a parent and there's parents listening in tonight that have kids who are all worried about what's happening online. So misinformation, lies, abuse is simply not acceptable. Mm. The companies need to act, the media commission need to act, and I'm interested to see what happens next.
All right, as we all are. And Jim, thank you so much for coming into us on the programme this evening. That's Jim Gavin, Fianna Fáil presidential candidate. Thank you.